31-year-old Jeremy Adams of Middlesex County allegedly crashed head-on into the jetty early Saturday morning, gouging a 2-foot-wide hole in the bottom of the boat and injuring all 5 on board. Marine police found prescription drug containers with Adams' name on them and empty alcohol containers on board. The boat was reported stolen. According to Marine Police spokesman John Bull, alcohol is likely to blame.
We believe alcohol was a contributing factor in this. In fact, there were booze cans, empty liquor bottles, and empty beer cans all over the inside of the boat. This accident could have been an awful lot worse. Somebody could have died.
One male passenger and 2 women were treated at local hospitals. Adams and one of his passengers were flown to MCV in Richmond for more serious injuries. There have been several boating fatalities on the water this summer, including just last month on the Rappahannock River at Windmill Point, where a boat crashed into a seawall, killing both people on board. Again, John Bull.
It's been an inordinate number of boating-related accidents this summer in the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries. There's been at least a dozen, many of which have been fatal accidents. People need to be extra cautious, and they need to know that they are jeopardizing not just their lives, but everybody else on the vessel with them and everybody else on the water around them. Please do not mix alcohol and operating a boat.
This is Pamela D'Angelo for WCVE News.